With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump is addressing a huge rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, earlier yesterday, the same venue where he was shot and wounded in July. He asked those gathered to remember the firefighter who lost his life that day.
Every father and husband in America hopes that if the time came, we would have what Corey had, tremendous courage, tremendous guts, and he wanted to protect his family, and he did protect his family. At this time, it is 6:11, 12 weeks to the minute that the shooting began. I would like to ask everyone to join me in a moment of silence.
Earlier, running mate J.D. Vance recalled the terrible moments during the former president's first visit.
I know you'll join me in saying we're going to remember July 13th, 2024, forever. Many of you were here, and it is a testament to your courage and your patriotism that you're here again today.
Also at SRNnews.com, deep concerns as Tropical Storm Milton has formed in the Gulf of Mexico. The word from the National Hurricane Center is not encouraging at all. Forecasters say Milton will likely strengthen into a hurricane and bring the risk of life-threatening impacts again to portions of Florida's west coast next week. Meanwhile, the death toll from Hurricane Helene has topped 200, and officials say it will likely go higher. Authorities in Congo have started vaccinations against mpox nearly 2 months after the disease outbreak spread to several other African countries. The union representing 45,000 dock workers has reached a deal to suspend a three-day strike until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. The International Longshoremen's Association is to resume working immediately. The temporary end of the strike came after the union and the U.S. Maritime Alliance reached a tentative agreement on wages. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has some unusual thoughts about sex education. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The nation's largest abortion business also produces a sexual education curriculum for schools, and as you might expect, it presents abortion in a very positive light. But American Life League has been perusing Planned Parenthood's latest guidebook for teachers and reports that it also refers to prostitution as a form of, quote, interpersonal relationship. Additionally, the Planned Parenthood curriculum states that abstinence is unrealistic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The lower house of Russia's parliament has given overwhelming approval to the first reading of a proposed law to prohibit the adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. The measure needs to pass two more readings in the Duma before being sent to the upper house and then to President Vladimir Putin. It follows a series of laws and rulings designed to curb the LGBT agenda in Russia. This is SRN News. A moose is on the loose.
Authorities in Bedford, New Hampshire, responding to a rather unusual call, a moose trapped in a backyard swimming pool. Rescue teams removed the pool covering to reveal the moose calmly standing in the water. After the cover was removed, the moose strolled out the shallow end of the pool and headed straight out to the woods. No human beings were hurt, and neither was Bullwinkle. Jason Walker reporting.
A week after Hurricane Helene overwhelmed the southeast, homeowners hit the hardest are grappling with how they could possibly pay for the flood damage from one of the deadliest storms in recent history. The storm dumped trillions of gallons of water across several states, leaving a catastrophic trail of destruction. Insurance companies have warned that home insurance typically does not cover flood damage, leaving FEMA as the primary provider for that coverage for residential homes. You'll find more details and more stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.